This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
What advice do you have to someone who's super introverted and they see us at events like this, or they see us at like the VIP dinners, but they know they need to get in those rooms, but they're just stuck. They feel like they won't fit in. They just can't get past that point of just being stuck in their introversion. How can they kind of get past that and get to where they need to go?
Yeah, well, number one, you can't make someone feel well. Like, you have to help someone get into what's called the learning zone. So the first step is take away what the actual learning zone is, like how to get someone. I have people who pay me and still tell me I didn't want to bother you. I start out, I have 100 one-on-one clients, I have a huge wait list, and they get off the wait list, and the first thing I tell them is, the difference of my program is I'm on call 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I will get back to you. I'm a sideline coach, not just a one-time, here's the play, go run it coach. And the time goes by, I'm like, why didn't you call me? Well, I didn't want to bother you. So you can't teach people to be in the learning zone in a specific thing. So I can't teach you to network, right? So what I need to do is understand your reaction to fear.
If it's connected into here, it's recording.
I need to learn your reaction to fear, because that's all it is when we go from the comfort zone into a learning zone, that if we don't practice and understand the reaction to fear, everything becomes the anxiety zone. The difference between the learning zone and the anxiety zone, well, first of all, the comfort zone stays the same. If you stay in the comfort zone, it just stays the same. That'll be your zone. You'll sit at home high on your mom's couch, sick and broke all the time, dreaming about what you want. The learning zone, if you stay in the learning zone, it expands. It expands to the point where what used to be your anxiety zone becomes your learning zone, and now it takes way more to become anxious. If you live in the anxiety zone, that actually closes down and can actually shrink your comfort zone to where you can't get out of bed. It's called a nervous breakdown. Some of the most successful, highly functional, actualizing people have stayed too long in the anxiety zone, and they end up not being able to get out of bed. Or they end up sick with dis-ease because of the cortisol that's created from the anxiety, not the ease that creates dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, which keeps you at ease and expands your learning zone. So I think as a coach, you could list out anything that people are afraid of, and even if they have the desire. And the first step is, as a coach, is not what you're afraid of. How are you reacting to fear, and how can I teach you to spend less time in it? And so I start asking about clues on what you do when you're afraid. A lot of people are angry. A lot of people have a need to be offended. I know one with two fingers pointing at two ears, right? How do I react to fear? I have a need to be offended. Some people have a need to feel guilty or resentful or shameful, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated. There's a whole bunch of reactions to fear. But remember the definition of good or bad. The definition of good is this in the divine direction of where I want to be, or better? And bad is it not? And I promise you, the reactions to fear are not in the divine direction or the divine time of where you want to be or better. And so the less time you spend in the reaction to fear, the more time you'll spend in the divine direction with the divine time to be where you want to be or better. And so it's a lot of the reactionary coaching out there of like, you know, I'm solving this, but you got to solve what causes this. So don't worry about the fear. Let's help people and understand what are the clues that set you off, and what's the pattern of what sets you off there, meaning your reaction to fear, and let me teach you how to get back to center faster. Then when they go to an event, regardless of the fear that they're not enough, or you know, that they have a tiny, never mind, whatever their issues are, they'll just spend minutes and moments worrying about the tiny things they have, and then they'll be at ease. And once you're at ease, you're in the learning zone. And now you won't be anxious, and you'll be able to walk up to anyone, because I know that I provide value and you can provide value to me, regardless of the title, or how much money you have, or what type of car you drive, or how many followers you have. It doesn't matter. I'm at ease talking to you, because all I'm worried about is, would it help you if, and do you know anyone that can help me? That's all I want to know. And I don't care how much money you have, or what kind of car you drive, or if your watches are fake or not. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to know, would it help you if, and do you know anyone that can help me? And let's be in a community together, and I'm at ease. That's a really good one. Thank you.